work on some paperwork on tomorrow, get on all of this stuff and get a...
I want to put in the note though that you and
right
and God and
that's right.
I understand. So you get the quid pro quo in there.
Sorry.
That's right. I want to put in that part because they have taken me. And then I say I am a few of recent developments, a few of these other developments that in this matter. I am placing you on leave of absence until the matter is cleared up.
Okay.
Let us do the work on this. You forget about this stuff.
Now. Would you mind?
Let us run the whole project down.
Let's try to get it, Bob. I really feel strongly that it should be Saturday for Sunday papers. I think we need the separation. And I've decided that, and don't you agree, I should go Monday night and get the damn thing over with.
I sure do. If you, and you can. I'll
prepare something. I'll be ready to prepare something here.
That'll be good. You can do it. But it's probably better to do it. You're all broiled up in it now. It's better to do it and get it done than to have to diddle around with that, take a break for Willie Brown, and then try to get back to it. And you got Brown for a return meeting Wednesday morning, too, don't you? Makes the Wednesday night thing is bad.
I think one thing I would like to do. Steve, and also, if you would give Rose a call and tell her to discreetly carry out a little assignment. Fair enough.
Yes, sir.
All right, get that message. Well, or you get the goddamn message to them, maybe, if you don't want Rose. Maybe you can
rule it.
Separated by day. And, but if you feel that, again,
well, we had our lawyers on standby, and we'll get with them.
Write the best thing that's ever written. Best letter you can, you know what I mean? And you'll be able to see me when, and so in order to make it tomorrow, you'll come around 11, 12 o'clock. And I'll handle the, if necessary. I know the problem. You know the problem, I mean. It's not easy. Look, my little son on the bench doesn't have anything. You know what I mean? Really.
That's right. That's what bothers
really.
You.
Not, well, I know. I got that. But on the other hand,
can make
he shouldn't have anything. I find it. But he
can make a public stand.
But he can make it. And right now, Bob, we've got to at least make as much of an effort as we can to keep him from just being too vicious publicly.
Yeah.
You can see that, can't you?
Yeah.
Don't you agree?
Yeah.
I mean, but I feel that we can handle your problem separately that way. Saturday, I want to handle it totally different from the son of a bitch. And then I'll handle him on Monday. Now, people will say, well, what's happened to Dean? And that's all right. That's a one-day story. I mean, they'll wonder about John Dean. But the next day, I will move on to our government front with him.
Well, the day they'll be wondering is Sunday, and it doesn't matter what people wonder on Sunday. On Sunday and Monday.
Well, no, but I mean, we're going to do it Sunday morning. We have to do it. I mean.
So you do Dean Sunday morning?
I'll do Monday morning.
Monday morning. I would do him Monday morning.
That's all right, Monday,
which is normal. Yeah.
Yeah. The letter I'd like there, you would prepare. You have to give me a line. If you would.
to it and go to jail, and then I'd use it to get out of jail. It seems to me that if you follow the way his mind is working, he's looking after his own ass. That's what he's interested in. I don't think he has any interest in bringing down the presidency. I think he has a deep... I don't think he would want to do that.
Don't worry.
No.
Why not?
Because I don't think anybody does.
Right? He's that bad.
Unless he goes berserk. There's that. If he just totally flips, and I think he's in a strange move.
Everybody
has faced that. But what does he mean from that? So it becomes John Wilkes Booth or something. And so what? I don't think he's that warped a mind.
No.
I think he's obviously is a vicious and evil enough guy to be willing to use everything at his command any way he feels he can most effectively use it. But once he's used it, once he's shot the thing, that's his last round. So why shoot it? Because shooting it doesn't do any good. It can't hit anything. I mean, he can't do any good with it. It's the threat that does him good. He can't do himself any good. Except the satisfaction, if that can be gained, of causing a big mess. I'm not so sure, I would guess he's not so sure how much of a mess he can really cause anyway.
You don't think he's so sure?
No, I can't imagine that he is. He's playing a very large bluff, but to his credit, it's working.
Well, now what the son of a bitch has acquired confidential information, which he's using. That's the real bad part. You know what I mean? Goddamn. I mean, here in the White House, this is that it was the counsel of the president. For him to be putting out this stuff about that, that break-in, or to be putting out stuff for him that he got his counsel is unconscionable. The son of a bitch is finished. In my view, anything. I think he's finished forever. He should be. Huh?
He should be.
There
seems to be a place in the world for people like that. They seem to thrive.
Well, I think you're right. I should go to the campaign today, tonight. You think so?
Yeah.
I'm always asking advice these days about little things.
No, go in. That's important. Go in and shift gears and get on this, because that TV speech is a damn important speech.
They all are.
They always say that. And they all are. They are. Yeah. Every one of them has been. And they've made a hell of a difference. And this one will too.
Not Meridian, Mississippi.
You don't need it in Meridian, Mississippi.
I'm curious what you're going to do.
78% of them voted for you, and I'll bet you 78% of them are still for you.
They don't believe what they see in the news, I guess.
They
might even say 46-7% of them might say with Gallup they thought I knew about the Nevada game, but they'd still vote for you. Isn't that a curious thing?
The Watergate isn't that big a thing to them.
Sure. They think the kind of things Spence talked about. Tough it through.
No, that's tough it through. Hang tight.
Should I get Price go up there?
I didn't talk to Bryce. Did you ask Ron too, or do you want me to ask Ron too?
See if he's still around.
Imagine he is. He's still going through his evening shift cycle. That's right. It all gets the plan here around 6. He sits there, sweat it out. That poor guy, boy.
Well, this thing today, new story, urgent, what are
it's going to reach higher levels and all that. I think that is, however, a lot of that is just goddamn gamesmanship.
Do you think so?
No, it's the president. No, I
don't know. I guess they logged it out. That's part of the threat process.
Thank you.